love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Speaking. Yeah, oh, Mrs. Wakefield's not around. I haven't seen her. Yeah, I think she left.
What?
Okay, bye now.
Hey, aren't you Sylvia?
Sure, Sylvia Hoffman.
Yeah.
Hey, you're Nancy. Nancy Reed.
That's right.
Long time no see. How you been?
Sort of okay.
Yeah, sure, I remember now. You were living here last summer and went home, back to the country.
Don't remind me. Bellhaven.
Well, are you going to stay here at the studio club?
Yeah, I'm going to use Kate Wakefield's room while she's away.
Oh.
I came down early so I'd see her before she left.
Well, she's gone.
No, already?
Well, she must have.
Oh.
She had a telephone message last night and one this morning.
Oh.
They're both still there in a box.
I guess I should have called her or something.
Oh, was she a friend of yours?
Yeah, she's my aunt.
Kate Wakefield? You're kidding.
No, my mother's quite old. She's past 38. Kate's her kid's sister, 12 years younger. You know how some families go.
Oh, right. They get late ideas.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad you missed Kate.
Well, it's my fault. I should have phoned.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I guess I just better get a room key.
Oh, well, I don't see it on the hook.
Oh, no, are you sure?
It's not in the box.
Oh,
yeah. Here are the phone messages. You better take those. Hey, wait a minute. There's an envelope. Nancy Reed.
Oh, here. Thanks. Yep, that's Kate's writing. Oh, good, it's a key. And a note. Use my room as long as you want. I'm not quite sure when I'll be back. Have a ball, honey. Love, Kate. Super.
Hey, she's with it, isn't she?
Yeah.
I wonder why she isn't married.
She's a widow.
A widow? With her look?
I'm 27 and she's done it all. Isn't that super?
Oh,
that's the way I want to live. Hey, I'll see you, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, bless my jar of peanut butter. If it isn't little Nancy.
Hello, Jeff.
Greetings. When did you turn up?
Just a few minutes ago. I came down on the early train from Bellhaven.
You mean they finally let you loose?
I came of my own free will, and I am not little Nancy.
As a matter of fact, you're looking all right. Lost some baby fat.
I never had anything.
Local guys go for it, I understand.
You are just as impossible as you always were.
Wrong. My impossibility increases with age. You know, like rings on a tree. You here to see Kate?
You know her?
Of course I know her. She is one of heaven's star-crowned women.
She's what?
You wouldn't understand, kid. Can I take your bag?
Thanks.
You going or coming?
I'm staying in Kate's room.
Number 26, two down the hall and across from me.
Yeah, I guess I don't have any choice.
You're safe, kid. I don't know any more good lots.
That'll be the day. Hey, do you know when Kate left?
Last night. She stayed downtown with Trudy, the Earth Mother, and she should be boarding her plane, right now. Flight 221 to Kingston.
Boy, you've got it really taped out, huh?
Eye on the mountain, ear to the ground.
Hey, do you know where she's staying?
No. Don't you?
No, I don't know anything.
Let's keep it that way. You want to walk up or trust the old gravel digger?
Walk. Jeff, did Kate tell you anything about this trip she's taking?
Why do you ask?
Oh, because I don't think it's a fun trip.
No? What makes you think not?
You are exasperating. You probably know a lot more about Kate these days than I do.
About everything, kid.
And stop calling me kid. Considering one time you wanted me to move in with you.
I have left the mad days of my youth.
Well, so have I. I like older men, Jeff.
Well. I'm not buying lollipops either. Kid, come on.
Listen, you don't happen to know where Kate's staying in Jamaica, huh?
Well, she wasn't talking, but you're right about one thing.
What?
It's no fun trip.
I wonder why she's doing it.
Because she's living in two worlds, and nobody can do that for very long.
close the window, Hannah, would you please? The wind's rising.
Yes, Miss Ellen.
That means clouds before night. Oh, dear. I did want Mrs. Wakefield to see Glory Point in all its splendor.
They'll blow past by tomorrow.
But she may not be here tomorrow. Newis says she's not to come at all.
But you still want this guest room ready.
Yes, I do. I must say, it looks very nice, doesn't it?
It looks beautiful.
I made that bedspread, every stitch of it. I think we want one more bowl of my hibiscus on that table.
Miss Ellen, you already have three in here.
Oh, in Jamaica, you can never have enough hibiscus flowers in the house. They don't last very long, you know.
I'll get another one. Will that suit you?
Oh, yes. I wonder what she'll be like, young Mrs. Wakefield.
Miss Ellen, I hope she comes if you want her. But don't set your heart on it. Oh,
shall I tell you something?
One of your secrets?
One of my best. I know she's coming here.
How?
Well, because when Lewis went out this morning early, I called Mr. Hadley. He's the real estate agent in Kingston who's going to sell this house for me.
I know.
Well, he's the one who found out Mrs. Wakefield is coming to Jamaica. So I asked him to meet her and bring her straight out here.
Oh, Miss Ellen.
This is my house, Hannah. I invite my own guests.
Yes, of course. But you did tell Mr. Lewis.
No, I didn't. It'll be soon enough when she gets here. He can't do anything but accept her then.
I hope you're right, Miss Ellen.
Of course I'm right. I've waited a long time for Tom Wakefield's young wife to come here.
His widow, Miss Ellen.
You say what you think, Hannah. I say what I think. Now let's go downstairs. I'll want the Venetian wine glasses and my Brussels lace tablecloth tonight.
Yes, Miss Ellen.
Oh, Hannah, the room does look sweet.
It does indeed.
I hope she likes the sound of the surf.
Who likes the sound of the surf, Aunt Ellen?
Lewis, you startled me.
Obviously. I left you in the sunroom, and here you are upstairs.
I am not incapacitated, Lewis.
Of course not. But you don't walk well, or you wouldn't be using that cane. You know Aunt Ellen shouldn't be climbing stairs, Hannah.
Hannah has nothing to do with it.
I think Hannah knows who pays her salary. Don't you, Hannah?
Yes, Mr. Pomeroy.
That's quite enough.
So see that my aunt stays downstairs during the day?
Yes, Mr. Pomeroy.
Oh, I'll help you downstairs, Aunt Ellen. That will be all, Hannah.
I am quite all right, thank you.
Now, who is it who's going to enjoy the sound of the surf?
Anyone who comes here. We live with it.
Aunt Ellen, why do you oppose me in little matters?
In what little matters?
Unimportant little matters, like Mrs. Kate Wakefield.
Oh.
You practically stripped the hibiscus bush behind the brick wall. And the kitchen girl couldn't press my riding coat because she's polishing the candelabra.
I intend that Mrs. Wakefield shall stay with us.
Unfortunately, your good plan hasn't worked. Hadley called me an hour ago to tell me he couldn't meet the plane this afternoon as you had requested.
I see.
If you would only leave these things to me.
When I did leave things to you, you turned this place into a living hell.
Aunt Ellen, please. Hannah, will you come back, please? My aunt isn't well.
Leave me, Lewis.
She's overexerted herself against Hannah.
Yes, sir.
But if you will relieve your mind, Aunt Ellen, I shall meet Mrs. Wakefield myself at Kingston this afternoon.
Oh, you'll bring her here?
I shall talk to her.
Mystery meet again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier, and two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.